Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Friday, August the 5th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to lay the foundation. This is primarily for my Clarinomics 101 mentorship program, but I wanted to do it on the Blog Talk channel so that way I can make this show available for the general public. So that way everybody could understand, because I have to re-educate the masses. We have to unlearn what we have learned. So we have been taught, we have been shown, we have been given, we have a particular way by which we understand this thing called production. So when we talk about economics, which is what we all have been taught, we've been taught the standard business model. And this standard business model is based upon this idea of create a need or find a need and fill it. So the standard business model is based upon under, over, and understanding that we are to create a problem or a need, or we should find a problem or a need. I was always taught to go fishing where the fish are. So you don't, you know, really create based upon the current business model. You simply find a need and fill it. So the current business model tells us to go looking for something. You have to find a need and fill it. But if there is no need, according to the current business model, taught by all of the great schools, is based upon this idea of capitalism. So business is the ideal of filling a specific need. So first you should find it, next you should fill it. That's what all of the great philosophers of old have informed us. But I want to present or propose a different model than the current model that we have that's based upon the ideal of finding a need or fill it, or based upon the ideal of capitalism. So capitalism is an economic and a political system in which trade and industry is controlled by a private owner for profit rather than the state. Capitalism is a social system based upon the principle of individual rights. Capitalism is a system of what they call laissez-faire, freedom, French, laissez-faire. So basically, it's the same rule. It's a rule of law. And it is an economical structure that states that a private business person, by means of production, can produce something from a private sector, accumulate it, and then give it. And in exchange for that, they are given wages. So capitalism is based upon this understanding of, again, finding a need and filling it. But still, the emphasis is on finding a need. When we look at economics, same system. So we live in a world, everybody that I know, this is what they do every day. They wake up in the morning and they try to find a problem, and then they offer a solution to the problem. That's what everybody that I know do. Everybody is trying. They see, okay, there's a problem, cancer. So let's offer somebody a solution to that problem that we call cancer. There is a problem. Problem is, again, health-related. Let's say the problem is diabetes. That's a problem. People are dying for it. So what do? We find a solution to that problem. That's the current system. The current model, find a need and fill it. The current model is based upon the social science of economics. The current model is not based upon clarinomics. The current model is based upon economics. Economics is economai. It comes from the Greek word oikos, O-I-K-O-S, which means house, and nomos, which means N-O-M-O-S, oikos nomos. So this Greek word oikos means house, nomos means law, or management. And so it means oikos, which means house management, if you will. But when we look at the current system of economics, it is very, very important that we understand it is a branch of knowledge concerned with production and consumption and the transfer of wealth. Let me say that again. The current system is based upon the production, the distribution, and the consumption. Under the current model, you have people who create and you have people who consume. You are either a consumer or you are a creator, or you're both. Under the current model. Under the current model, we have free exchange. But I want to propose a different model based upon kleronomos. And we have to understand this model, and I will be teaching this model as part of my standard, or the standard, I should say my standard, is God's standard, that's based upon the three F's. We already covered one, faith. We'll be starting the other one, family, and then after that, we're going to be breaking down finances. This is like an introduction, if you will. So there is microeconomics and macroeconomics. We all studied that in school. There's behavioral science and behavioral economics. All of this is a part of this whole platform that's based upon the ancient Greek. It is the consumption of goods and services. That is economics. Now, let me present to you, my brother. Let me present to you, my sister, cleronomics. That's based on the Greek word kleronomos. Now, this has not been taught to my knowledge nowhere on the planet. I've been searching for it, looking for it, and like I tell you guys all the time, hey, Google it. Google cleronomics. Please Google cleronomics. The only thing that comes up is me. So kleronomos is kleronomics. But we have to we have to understand what this means because nobody's teaching it. And so I have to go all the way to first base because I need clarity, because it is with clarity of purpose that we start to understand cleronomics. So let's start at the foundation of cleronomics, which is kleronomos. But kleronomos, again, is a Greek word. And we look at kleronomos, we can go to any great resource. One good one is called Bible Gateway, Bible Sword, eSword is another good one. There's a word called kleronoma. Let me get the correct pronunciation for that Greek word for you.
Kleronomia.
Kleronomia. Play that for you once again so that way you can over, you can under, and you can understand. This is very important.
Kleronomia.
Kleronomia. Kleronomia is similar to the Greek word kleronomos and kleronomio. Now, kleronomia is a Greek word that means an inheritance. It means property received or to be received by inheritance. It is what is given to one as a possession. It is the eternal blessedness of the consummation of the kingdom of God. Let me say that again. It is the share which an individual will have or does have in eternity. Let's overstand. Very, very important. Now, this will probably be a 3 or 4-part series because, again, I was going to hold off on it, but because I'm doing the Cleronomics 101 mentorship program, I want to make sure that everybody in the mentorship program and understands what we are doing, and we want to make it available to the general public because this is the basics of Cleronomics, which I will be rolling out, which I will be pushing for at least the rest of this year because the current system is getting ready to crash. I don't know if you have been keeping track with the current news. And everybody is putting their money into gold or precious metals. Contacted by many people about gold. No problem with gold. No problem with silver. No problem with any of the precious metals. Because those things, again, are tangible. They're not paper money that can be, again, burned up or that's not backed by anything. So our current fiat system is going to be replaced either by either with the euro or either with whatever China has that is a gold-based bullion, a gold. If you understand the imperfect game, Saddam Hussein was getting ready to come out with a gold coin. If you understand the game, if you pimp the game, Gaddafi was just getting ready to come out with a gold coin. The coin was going to be made out of gold. It wasn't going to be backed with gold. It was going to be gold. If you know, both of those gentlemen are no longer on the planet because the United States dollar bill is paper. It's not backed by anything. So if anybody can come up with a system that is backed or that is something, it's going to replace this fiat system on this fiat government and this fiat money that we have today. That's what this system is, brothers. That's what this system is, sisters. Kleros, kleru, klerotas, kleronomos. All of these words we are going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify so that way you understand the game. So Kleronomia is you have an inheritance. You have received it already. It's inside of your DNA. It possesses you. You don't possess it. Let me say that again. Your gift owns you. You don't own your gift. Let me say that one more time. Your gift possesses you. You don't possess your gift. It was something, again, that was received by an inheritance. It is what is given to one by possession. And if you understand that, okay, now let's go a little deeper down the rabbit trail before we get into the base or before we get into the root word of these teachings. Now, the next Greek word I need you to wrap your brain around is?
Kleronomeo. Kleronomeo.
Kleronomeo. Kleronomeo. That means to receive a lot. L-O-T. It's like a coin. It's like a talent. It's like a share. It's like a gift. It's like an allotment. So this word means you have received a lot. You have received a share. It means to receive a part of an inheritance. It means to receive as an inheritance. It means to obtain by right of inheritance. It means to be an heir by inheritance. It means to inherit by inheritance. It means to receive a portion by inheritance. It means to be assigned something by inheritance. It means to be, to exist by inheritance. It means to receive an allotted portion by inheritance. It means to receive one's own. It means to receive one's own. It means to receive one's own by inheritance. Not mine, not the Reverend Dr. Bishop's. Yours, brother. Yours, sister. It is your own. It means to be a partaker by inheritance. It means to obtain by inheritance. This word inheritance, we might need to over, under, and understand what the beep does that word mean. Because as we see, this word is all through cleronomics. Cleronomics is your inheritance. Let me make you sure you understand, because I don't know if you're understanding my English. I know my English is not that great. Inheritance, brother. Inheritance is yours. Nobody can take it from you. Nobody can give it to you. The King of Kings gave it to you. Somebody can cheat you out of your inheritance the way Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. That's what happened to you and me. Now, the word in her tense, it is something that is inherited. So an inheritance is the genetic characteristics transmitted from the parent or the patar to the offspring or the people. Father, touch the minds of your people. Man, if you're not getting excited, let me make sure you understand. A genetic characteristic is in your DNA, brother. It's in your DNA, sister. We pulled it out when we did your Dear Kinnear report. Let me make sure you understand the gold mine you're sitting on. Once the system collapsed, I was told this by a good friend of mine, multimillionaire. Says, Doc, sit tight. Because everybody is going to be coming to you when the bottom falls out. Because, see, I'm already doing the Messianic Administration's economic system. I'm already managing my house instead of managing my stuff. I'm already exercising control over my mind, my will, my emotions, my imagination, and my intellect. Everybody else is still trying to get stuff. Everybody else is still trying to learn how to go be a human getting instead of a human being. And we are not even human. We are spiritual beings driving and experiencing a human game. It is so important because when you wrap your brain around this, you transform yourself to another level. Is there anything mystical going to happen? No. Are you going to become a millionaire? No. You're going to make all of this kind of money? No. In fact, your life will get harder. Because now you're living in a world that you don't belong. You're like a man without a country. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. Because the world uses capitalism. The world doesn't know anything about claironomics. The world doesn't know that you got something that is an immaterial possession that was received from the progenitor. Now, according to the Helios Biblios, the progenitor is the father. He's the patar. He's the progenitor. Now, I don't know if you've pimped the game, but let me make sure that you over, under, and understand that the word progenitor, again, according to dictionary.com or any good dictionary, please, all of this is going to be, is in my book that breaks all of this down that I'll be rolling out later on this year when we get to that aspect of the study. But for all the members of the Claironomics Mentorship Program, you need to start pimping the game now. Because based upon yesterday's show and yesterday's study, you guys know that what we talked about was being authentic. We talked about finding your place. We talked about finding yourself. We talked about finding your motivated ability subject. Everybody I know, what they are doing is something that they like. It's not something that they were inherited. The word progenitor, let's pump the game. Now, this is
progenitor.
Blood. Did you guys hear that? Let me play it again for you.
Progenitor. Progenitor.
Progenitor is a person or thing that first indicates a direction by which you should go. A progenitor originates the direction that you should go. Say it again. The progenitor originates the direction by which you should go. It is the biological direction. It is the biological precursor. It is the biological. It is the progenitor. It is the founder of a family. Let me make sure you understand. It is the originator or the founder of the future development of the family. The progenitor, which in the Greek is the word protar, which in English is the word father, which is who you pray to, our Father, which art in heaven. You're praying to the progenitor. He is the founder of a race. He's the founder of a family. And we're going to break that down in the next series where we talk about the family. So the progenitor is a direct ancestor. He is the originator of a line of descent. As the originator, he has certain inalienable rights that he gives to his descendants. That's your inheritance. Now, your inheritance are inherited. Let me say that again. Your inheritance is something that you inherited or inherit. Can't buy it. You cannot go to the store and purchase it. Inheritance is the process by which traits and characteristics are passed down from the parent to the offspring through the genes. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying, because I'm excited. Can't nobody on earth be me but me. They don't have my genetic code. I am the only one. You are the one, brother. You are Neo. You're looking for Neo, and you Neo. You're the one. You can stop bullets. You can walk through walls. Do you know that you are the director and the actor in your own play? Do you know that you have an inheritance that's placed inside of you? You have the traits of God. You got the characteristics of God placed inside of your DNA. Do you know that God is in you, isolating as you, manifesting himself through you? I don't know if you understand. And you walking around broke, busted, and disgusted? Do you know that whom your father is? Do you know who the protar is? Do you know who the progenitor is? His genes is passed down to you. That is whom you are. The word inheritance means the hereditary succession. Oh, man, I'm trying to get too excited, man. I'm about to blow somebody's eardrums off. I can't even sit down. I got to stand up. I need to go back. After this, I'm gonna go to the gym. I got to work out. You have this, brothers and sisters. Let me Let me make sure you understand that. Hereditary.
Hereditary. Hereditary. Hereditary.
Oh, man, Father, touch the minds of your people. It means hereditary. It means capable or passing. It means naturally passed from parent to offspring through the genes. It means existing by reason of feeling and opinion. How does it exist? Existing by reason of feeling and opinion and opinions. How does it exist? Existing by reason of feelings, aka thoughts and opinions. How does it exist? It is transmitted. It is lying dormant, but it is activated by feelings and opinions. You got the wrong feelings, brother. You got the wrong feelings, sister. Who you getting your? Who is establishing your feelings? Who is establishing? Where are you getting your thoughts from? Where? What in the world are you thinking about? Heredity is inheritable. It means it is innate. I-N-N-A-T-E. You can't buy it. You can't learn it. Heredity. It means, my brothers and sisters, that it is transmitted or it is being transmitted genetically, parent to offspring. Notice how everything is passed from the parent to the offspring by the genes. I don't know if you understand, man. Again, I'm trying not to blow nobody's eardrums out. I'm trying not to get too excited. But the word gene, do you know the genes? What are the genes? Do you know that the genes is the basic physical unit of heredity? Oh, man. Father, touch the minds of the people. It is a linear sequence of nucleotides that create a segment of the DNA that provides the codex or the code of instructions for the synthesis of the RNA. So there is instructions that's in your nucleotide that's based upon your heredity that has the characteristics and the attributes of the progenitor that's inside of a code that is activate when you feel something and when you hold the right opinion. Brother, you got the wrong freaking opinion. Who told you who you are? Where did you get your opinion of yourself from? You read it from a book? Did you get it from some knucklehead that told you you are this and you are that? Let me make sure you understand, because the word gene, my brothers and sisters, means Gina. Genesis. It means generation. It means race. It means Adam. Adam is not one person. Adam is a race of people. Adamites. The Adam is a group of people. It is the genus. So the word gene comes from the word G-E-N-U-S. That's all I'm saying. Let's pimp the game. This is extremely important. We're talking about Claronomics. We're getting ready to blow this thing out of the water. Genesis.
Genus.
Genus.
Genus. Genus. Genus.
So genes comes from the word genus, which means a group of individuals. It's a particular class and a particular type. Do you know that you are a royal priest? Do you know that you are a holy nation, holy, set apart nation, nationality? Oh, man, I don't know if y'all understand. Everybody listening to my voice, you have been regened when you accepted Christ. Now, your race, your stock, your gender, genos. Genos, my brothers. Genos. My sisters, this is where we get into understanding the class of a thing. This is the race, the stock, the kind, the family, the birth, the descendant, the origin. Remember the word progenitor, gene, genus, origin. This is where, this is who begat you. It means to produce. It means to begat. It means to be born. It means birth, it means origin, it means to become, it means to happen. It means to be in, it means inborn character, it means embryo. You were, used to be, an embryo. And inside of that was a term of logic. That's what you are. You are a term of logic. L-O-G-I-C. That's a particular kind. You are a particular class. You are of the royal priesthood, my anointed brother. You are the royal priesthood, my educated sister. We are royalty. You need to square your shoulders back. Stop beating yourself up every freaking day because you make a few mistakes. Who gives a beep? You are royalty that you're stuck inside of a poop suit. But when you shed this poop suit, you will shine like gold because you will return to your original stock. It is important to understand, my brothers and sisters, because without this understanding, you don't have the mindset of Christ. Let this mind be in you. Christ knew who he was. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Or you got somebody else's opinion of who you are? We haven't even crashed this stuff. We just went through two Greek words. We got like about 15 of them to go through. I don't know if your physical body can hold the truth. I think if you really knew what I know, I think you would just, it's like, you know, a boy in the Matrix where he was standing there and he went inside of one of the agents and they were standing in the hallway. Neo goes inside the dude and the dude just poof. He just exploded. If I put everything that I know inside of you, your cookies would be blown. You'd be sipping soup out of a straw. So we got to take it in bite-sized pieces. This is so important, buddy, because once you understand, once I download this information into your spirit, you would never, ever, ever walk the same. You won't talk the same. You won't look the same. People are going to see you and they're going to say, look, this dude think walking around here, who the hell do you think he is? Everywhere I go, I see people tell me all day, every day, I have no friends because I don't do stupid. Even when I was doing stupid, I did it at a level that nobody else could do. Let me make sure that after we close this segment, brothers and sisters, especially the members of the Clarinomics 101 Mentorship Program, you are a basic physical unit of heredity. That's inside of a linear, not a circular. That's inside of a linear or a line. It's inside of a linear sequence of nucleotides that we call DNA. This provides the codex, the book of life, or the book, or the code of instructions for you. It is transferred from the DNA to the RNA to be copied, which is then translated into proteins to the expression of your character. All of this can be changed by your opinion. According to Dr. Bruce Lipton's great book, The Biology of Belief, also according to this, I forgot the guy's name, but I would have that. I have it inside of my book, too. It was an American and a Japanese gentleman who reprogrammed cells that were dead, brought them back to life, reprogrammed them, and they started operating again. Brothers and sisters, what does that mean? It simply means that you are passing and you are capable of passing through this particular dimension that we are in. It is the transmittable line of descent by force of law. If you look at the definition of the word heredity inside of dictionary.com, that's one of the definitions. This force is established by your belief system. Let me say that again. Your heredity is activated when you raise your processing, your thinking, your alkalinity level to a higher level. It activates higher codes. When you think like God, you activate the DNA of God. I don't know if you really understand what I'm saying. It is my prayer that you do. You have to change your thinking because you have an inherited an inheritance. This inheritance is lying dormant in your DNA, waiting for you to activate it. It is your birthright. It is your birthright that has been legally transmitted to you, and the enemy stole it from you. The same way Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. What did you sell yours for? That job you got? That woman you dating? What did you sell your birthright for, brother? What did you sell your inheritance for? So you're doing something right now that's not your inheritance. That's what you sold your inheritance for. I sold my inheritance 50 times because I had 50 different jobs. Then I sold my inheritance another 23 times because I had 23 different jobs. How many times have you sold your inheritance? Stop selling your inheritance, brother. Stop selling your inheritance, sister. Start walking in your calling. Start walking in your anointing. Receive your lot. Receive your lot. Receive your cleronamos and your cleronamos. Brothers and sisters, we'll continue this part two as we continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the foundation of cleronomics, which is the word kletos. We'll start with that one. And klesis, which means a call, an invitation to a feast. It is a divine invitation. Kletos, K-L-E-T-O-S, is an invitation that has been only given to you. That's why you're listening to this show, to receive your kleros, the instructions on how to activate it. The inheritance is there. You got to activate it by elevating your diet, by elevating your breathing, by elevating your thinking, because that is limiting your vibrational expression. My brothers and my sisters, please join me. If you're not a member already of the Cleronomics Mentorship Program, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, if you are not a member of the Cleronomics, this is great. If you got your own business, if you're doing your own thing, hey, you don't need to start nothing new. That's great. At least you can understand yourself on a deeper level, and you can carry yourself and oscillate and vibrate at the same frequency of the God of gods and the King of kings. Why? That is your birthright. That's your inheritance. My brothers and my sisters, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, to join the Cleronomics Mentorship Program. It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.